I think this book makes the black belts better, actually. There's no reason that even the people who feel this in their bones, like a Steve Jobs or a Larry Ellison, for instance, can't still even be better at calling and running plays.
This is PodTech.net. Welcome to Marketing Voices, featuring the fresh perspectives of innovative marketing leaders and examining how social media is changing marketing throughout the world. Here's your host, Jennifer Jones.
Hi, this is Jennifer Jones, and with me today is Alan Kelly. He's a first-time author of an incredible book called The Elements of Influence, The New Essential System for Managing Competition, Reputation, Brand, and Buzz. And I picked up this book, and I just couldn't believe that there was a book like this. So I asked Alan to be on Marketing Voices, because to me, what this book is really a lexicon for communicating influence, and especially as it relates to social media. So, Alan, welcome to Marketing Voices.
Thanks for having me.
Great. Well, I really want to give my listeners some sense of how you really look at this book in terms of the plays you run and the kind of things you can do as it relates to social media specifically. So can you give me some sense of where you think the best plays are that you can talk about for this book?
Well, I think social media is a place where ideas are put forward and argued and debated endlessly. It's a place where change occurs through a great and really lusty and healthy discourse. But I think that whether you're in social media or whether you're in any other area of influence, whether it's in formed up areas like advertising, public relations, marketing, and sales, any other area of discourse, the problem that we have had to date is that we really don't have any basic framework for understanding the strategies that we employ when we advance a position or advance some point of view. It's almost as like we're almost as though we're chemists without a periodic table, like we're accountants without generally accepted accounting principles, like we're musicians without a melodic scale. And what the elements of influence presents for inspection is something called the Playmaker's Table, which is quite literally that. And it does, if you go to plays2run.com, you'll see it. It's available to the public, and it looks like a periodic table. It has three classes, it has eight subclasses, and it has 25 what we call play types, which can be used to explain, I think, the universe of any particular debate or discussion or situation where someone is trying to get their way.
And so let me interrupt a second. So we jumped right in here. So this book is just really an amazing assortment of different plays that people can run in business and, as you said, in communication. So how did you come about creating this book?
Well, my background is largely in technology and the public relations and marketing business, and I've always been impressed, or maybe tortured, depending on your point of view, with how little structure we have for carrying out what's obviously a very powerful professional craft. But we have nothing as good as those things I described. And the seed of the idea actually happened in 1995, when my corporate client, Larry Ellison of Oracle, spat out the line, "The PC is a ridiculous device." He did that in a speech just preceding a speech by Bill Gates in Paris in the fall of 1995. And we sat back and we thought, what is that? Because it began to occur to us that that was really like a set play in, let's say, I don't know, chess, like a castling move, or poker, when you go all in, or basketball, when you do a turnaround jumper. And it occurred to us, maybe it's possible to start drawing these things, illustrating them. Maybe we could start defining them. Maybe we could start coming up and deriving best cases or best practices. And if we had that, we could figure out how to decode them and see them coming, or even how to rebut them or counteract them. And at the end of the day, that's what we have in the Playmaker's Table, is 25 set plays, if you will, that have that level of description in them that will help people, I think, particularly in social media, be able to very effectively discern what plays are being run at them and what plays they might run in turn to advance or hold their point of view.
Okay, so give me an example of a play that you have seen in the blogosphere.
To me, a very convincing example was the Rathergate scandal, or Memogate, depending on your politics. It was last in 2004 and 2005 when CBS aired a story about President Bush's service records in the National Texas Air National Guard. And I think we know what that they said about
right.
that story.
Right.
Conservative bloggers from various conservative websites like Little Green Apples, I think, or Little Green Football, sorry, I can't remember, it came out and they ran a series of three plays. The first was a call-out, and it was actually the same play that Larry Ellison ran, by the way, on Bill Gates.
And so what is that exactly? What
they
is a call-out?
They called him out. It's like saying the king has no clothes. They said, no way, and excuse my French, but they called bullshit on the fact that CBS had aired that story. That's what a call-out is. It's a set play. You can define it. You can illustrate it. Go online, and you will see that. The second play they ran sequentially then was a harmonic, meaning a blended play, where they used, it was a proxy and a red herring. Bloggers basically produced experts to question the authenticity of the memos, the irregular use of fonts or irregular use of military jargon. So they used other people to do their bidding. And it ended up in a play that I think is relatively well understood. It's a red herring, meaning it was a distraction device. It was run to throw the CBS and maybe Democrats off the scent of the Bush memos. And then finally they finished with a recast, which in politics is actually called bridging, where they really just sort of interpret the story to their own liking. They basically, bloggers bloviated, they said, in essence, was she doing, referring to Mary Mapes, the producer, was she doing her job inside CBS, or was she doing an inside job for the Democrats? So they ran three simple, pristine plays, and we all know they ran them literally within minutes, if not hours, of the story, and it put CBS into an irrevocably defensive stance. They did it so convincingly that obviously it ended up in the resignation of Dan Rather and the firing of his producer, Mary Mapes.
But none of this was planned, obviously, by the blogosphere. And so what you're doing is you're just sort of playing Monday morning quarterback and describing the plays based on what actually happened. And what you're saying is that if you're a smart communicator, business person, all of that, you can get your book, think about all these plays with this lexicon we're describing, and then ultimately implement them, because your book actually trains people how to use them and think about them. And that's all you're doing is referring back to what was done and just using your examples.
Yeah, I think this book makes the black belts better, actually. There's no reason that even the people who feel this in their bones, like a Steve Jobs or a Larry Ellison, for instance, can't still even be better at calling and running plays. But I think that the system is so lucid. It's such a basic lexicon of 25 plays. I mean, there are 26 letters in the alphabet, for heaven's sakes. That I think with one of the things that this system proves is that strategy can be illustrated. The strategy can finally be conceived and learned, and then obviously practiced. And the experience we've had in our pilot program with fairly large companies and fairly large teams of people is just that. That this is graspable, it's learnable, and people can not just simply use it to decipher plays being run at them, but they can always also use it to anticipate and to counter plays as well.
So how did you get to the point where you developed these 25 plays? You spent years of research, didn't you?
Yes and no. The system is... I'd have to say that my research really started in 1995 with Larry Ellison, and the PC is a ridiculous device.
Right.
That was really where we'd have to say the child was conceived. But I have done nothing for the last 3 years but research and write about this topic. I've interviewed experts in maneuver warfare, in game theory, in negotiation, in rhetoric, as well as in the more established fields of PR, advertising, marketing, sales, and so on and so forth. And now living out here in Washington, D.C., I've talked to a lot of people in political strategy. And that's been a 3-year process. And as I said a minute ago, we've conducted a very healthy and revealing pilot program, which has really given us a lot of heart that this system has legs. And we haven't just simply published a book with Penguin Publishing, but we have also started a company by the same name, the Playmaker Standard LLC, which offers consulting services and workshops and training, as well as some really useful mapping tools that allow playmakers, if you will, to go online and interactively drag and drop and plot the plays of their marketplace, whether it's theirs or someone else's, along a timeline, so that they can see patterns and trends and tendencies, either looking back or even running scenarios looking forward. These are great tools, and we're very, very high on this system.
So give the readers, or excuse me, the listeners, a sense of your background.
My background is as a public relations agency CEO. I founded and I grew and I ran and I ultimately sold the majority of a firm called Applied Communications.
And who were your clients?
We had outstanding clients. We were Oracle's agency of record for 8 years. We represented HP through the proxy fight with the Compaq. We did work for Cisco, for Sun. We did some great startup work for companies like Informatica. We did work for Genentech as well, BEA, VeriSign. So we were steeped in Silicon Valley, and Silicon Valley marketing, and particularly in the enterprise software space.
Right. So this really gives you a good foundation and credibility for this book. And so this has been Alan Kelly, who's a first-time author of a code-breaking book, as he calls it, called The Elements of Influence, The New Essential System for Managing Competition, Reputation, Brand, and Buzz. And is it available for purchase at this point?
It can be pre-ordered online at our website at www.playstorun.com, P-L-A-Y-S, the number 2, R-U-N.com. It can be pre-ordered, and then it is available in bookstores. Thanks to the good people at Penguin Publishing on October 19th.
Great. Well, thank you very much, Alan Kelly. This has been Jennifer Jones on Marketing Voices. And for all my listeners, until next week, may the voices you hear be marketing voices.